The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Ooh, I just ate some sweet nuts.
Do you like them?
Did you have those sweet nuts in your mouth?
That are back there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which ones?
The honey peanuts.
I have so many of those. So if you like them, let me know.
Oh, I love anything peanut.
My neighbor is a food broker, and that's one of her clients. And she brings boxes of in-shell peanuts. Oh, what do you call those?
Roasted in the shell
peanuts. Like at a,
a ball game.
Yeah, ball game. Tons of those.
Oh, that's my favorite kind.
Okay, well, I'll be bringing you some.
Is it honey roasted peanuts? Is that what we're talking about?
That's what's back there.
Ooh, I love those too.
There's churro flavor, sriracha, honey roasted, regular, in shell salted, in shell unsalted.
Yeah, in shell salted is for me. That's my favorite.
Yeah, the unsalted is crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, who's looking for that? No one's looking for an unsalted peanut.
My neighbor feeds the deer with those.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Does our company know that? And she's stealing product to feed deer.
Well, this is my other neighbor. She gives us all nuts. Okay. It's just like a whole lot of nuts everywhere. A lot of nuts.
Yeah, there were churro flavored almonds is what I had back then. Those are crazy good.
Uh-huh. I'll bring so many in. You're going to be just full of nuts.
Oh, my gosh.
You're going to be nutty.
There's a fruit fly up in here.
Oh.
It's driving me crazy.
All this food, Lindsay, bringing.
I know. Yeah. I was about to say, shoot, that's my fault. I don't have fruit, though, but.
No. We've got six metric tons of sugar back there. Yeah. There's bun cakes.
Yeah.
There's sandwich cookies and
Cheez-Its and chips. And
earlier on the regular old show, we did this whole thing where Lindsay was talking about what she would do and what she wants Rob to let her do to make him a man. And one of the things was for him to stop playing Star Wars card games and board games and things like that all the time as his entertainment. But we were on kind of a time crunch with that on the regular old show. But Lindsay, did you know that a lot of times when Rob is driving to and fro work, which is about an hour each way, that he entertains himself by listening to a podcast that's all about Dungeons and Dragons?
I did not know that. And if I would have known that, that would have been part of my step process.
Would that have been the first one to stop listening to Dungeons and Dragons podcast?
Yeah. I don't even know what Dungeons and Dragons is. Is it a movie? Is it a card game? Or is there just like a lot of things?
It's not a card game. It is a role playing. Like you become a character in this adventure.
It's a fantasy
that someone makes up. So you're writing a story with your friends at the same time.
Rob.
But there are levels too. If you're going to play the game, there has to be a dungeon master,
right?
And don't you have to study to become a dungeon master? And
yeah, because there's a tome or a book, whatever you'd like to call it, that tells you how to be a dungeon master.
Why would you not call it a book?
A tome.
A tome.
You want to call it,
because it's a book.
Yeah,
like everybody else in the effing world. Excuse me. I would like to rent one of your tomes. You'd be like, we're going to have you arrested. So
I just joined a tome club.
I am part of a book club, though.
Yeah. So it's a tome, and you do what?
It tells you how to be a dungeon master, so I had to read it kind of basically front to back to know how to do it.
Okay. So I'm envisioning, and I know you know this movie, with Sean... Scott, he's in American Pie.
You're talking about where they LARP.
LARPers.
That's what I'm envisioning.
No, we're at a table and we're like using theater of the mind.
Because LARPing requires physical activity and being outside.
Yeah, what I was going to say. You get some points for being active, but this is not.
No, right. The LARPers are... They're dorks, okay?
They're dorks? That's funny. You do it of the mind. I don't even know what that means, and it's way worse. You're not getting physical activity.
Right. That would not be my intention ever.
Why did no one tell me this? Because let me tell you something.
You want to come back?
That number one needs to go. I don't care about your clothes at this point. That has exceeded everything. That is terrible.
What other kinds of podcasts do you listen to that she wouldn't understand?
I think that's about the extent of the podcast, but there are, you know, there are books that I've looked into, comic books about Darth Vader, and
I'm okay. I'm even okay with it. That the whatever dungeon and being a dungeon master, that to me is way worse than anything else you could ever do.
Yeah, especially since it's not sexual in any way, you know. It's not, you know, not that type of thing that he could put on OnlyFans or something.
Right.
You know, Rob the Dungeon Master.
Yeah, it's me. Does it get sexual ever in the game? I mean, you're creating your own story. What if the wood elf wants to, you know, bang out the princess in the tower or something?
The fairy.
The fairy. Because
the elf has wood.
Yeah.
The wood elf. It can get that way. Just like people really get into the role play.
Yeah, hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever fantasized about that?
No. No, no, no.
Has your friends?
You mean sexually fantasized, right?
Yeah.
No. I don't think they have.
You mean sexually, not just regularly fantasized? I don't even know.
Fantasize, you're like, damn, I wish I was an elf with a bow and arrow right now.
But he has done that, is what he's saying.
Yeah.
I think that's
you gotta get in character.
I'm gonna bone that ogre.
I think I would rather you be in a sexual situation than that.
Yeah,
I agree. I wish I was an elf with some wings. Like, what? I don't even know.
But you know what we need to do, Riggins? What would be, you're always wanting content for social medias and stuff. Have Lindsay go with Rob on one of his Star Wars card tournament things.
Love it.
I would hate it, but also love it. Because what I can do is try to get you out of that world.
Oh, you know what? I'm so excited for that.
But it would be, though, like, Lindsay, if he was trying to get you out of the makeup world.
Yeah, it's what he's into.
Mm-hmm.
I get it, but makeup's cool, and what you're doing isn't.
I'm going to disagree with you. Makeup is not cool.
Okay, well, we have different views, but take the world. Poll the world, and they're going to say that is stupid.
I disagree. A lot of people are going to tell you to follow your joy.
Find your joy.
I do want you to find your joy just somewhere else.
Let me give you a map to a different joy.
Yeah.
We can't trust her to be around those people, though, because they're not going to see the humor in it that we would. Yeah. They might end up getting mad at her.
Well, yeah.
I don't care. Let them fight me. I'm going to kick every one of their asses. Trust me.
There's some there that know taekwondo and stuff, okay?
Please.
Yeah, nerds know that
stuff. Yeah, they had to. They're, you know, tired of getting picked on.
Yeah, Mark Zuckerberg is as like a black belt, isn't he?
Oh, so he's in your card group?
I bet he would be.
He does stuff like that?
I bet he does.
No, he doesn't.
He's a big, like, super nerd.
You can be a nerd. That is beyond.
This isn't even, like, the nerdiest thing that you've ever heard of. I guarantee it.
It is the nerdiest thing I've ever heard of.
I bet you just don't realize it.
Okay, though. Well, what's the nerdiest thing?
The LARP thing is for sure nerdier.
Oh, see, now that needs to be a question on the social medias, Regan.
Which is nerdier?
Which is nerdier, LARPing or Dungeons and Dragons?
And you think it's LARPing?
I think it's LARPing.
I think it is, because it's another level of, besides just getting into character and talking like a character and all that kind of stuff, but and then going out and dressing like them, you know, like cosplay and stuff. You know what cosplay is?
Mm-mm.
So it's people dress up as characters and go to conventions. I don't know the reason that they would do it, but that's what they do. They dress up like a character from their favorite IP, and then they go to a convention.
That's stupid. But
I agree.
But
I'm not a fan.
But LARPing, larking?
LARPing. That's where you go out and pretend to be in the kingdom.
And do sword fights.
It's live action role play.
But the action part is more like the activity, like you're not just sitting.
And don't you come in contact with LARPing? Don't you come in contact with other people from outside your group that you meet up with other people and have kind of a little bit of a social interaction with people that aren't just your core group of friends?
Well, that's what that happens there, but it also happens when I go play Star Wars.
It does?
Yeah.
I play Star Wars.
I have to talk to people in a match.
It's like a kid saying, you want to play Fort? Right. You want to play Army? I play Star Wars.
I used to play pretend. I can remember, though, you haven't reached the point yet, Riggins, but I remember it wasn't that super long ago that I was 39. And if I could tell you in my 39th year how many times I used the phrase, it's like I play when I play Star Wars.
It's just like when I play Star Wars.
Yeah.
What was that?
So, yeah, I think that's the first, do the survey.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
What's nerdier? And then the other is to try to find a time when Lindsay can go to a Star Wars card tournament.
I can't wait.
I dread it.
Can I go to your next one?
She doesn't even have to have any contact with you. She just can be an observer from afar
And no, I want to.
Yeah,
well,
she's not gonna be able to help herself.
No, because he's actually in there trying to win prizes and money and stuff. He's the champion of one. He won one of the tournaments.
She's Stop! This can't be that serious. Let's not.
It's pretty serious. I enjoyed it.
What
a lot.
Kind of money are we talking?
Well, at one of the tournaments, I paid like a $15 entry fee.
Okay.
And I won a $300 or $400 card that I sold.
Damn, y'all getting serious with
yeah.
this.
Yeah. There's some people. You sell your Pokemon cards to buy more Star Wars cards? What cards?
I sold Magic the Gathering.
Magic the Gathering. Yes. That's a whole different board game there. All right, let's take a break. We'll cover Magic the Gathering when we come back.
More Extra Funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Okay, so we're catching Lindsay up on some of the stuff that we, you know, that we talk about with Rob all the time, his hobbies and things, and we just call him nerdy stuff, yeah. You know, and Rob yeah. calls him nerdy, like he will be describing something, and then he'll say, yeah, it's one of my nerdy things or whatever. But Lindsay's just blown away.
Yeah, she's shook.
And we were telling her he listens to Dungeons and Dragons podcasts and the whole thing. But when we last left our story, the words Magic the Gathering had just been entered into her ears for the first time. Because I had to learn about all this stuff, too.
Yeah.
Magic the Gathering is that a board game or a Dungeons and Dragons type of fantasy game?
It's a trading card game.
Trading card. Oh, so it's like the Star Wars
It's
thing.
Like the Star Wars. It's like Pokemon. It's yeah. like, you know, all that stuff.
And he had collected up so many Magic the Gathering cards to play against other people that he sold his set and made hundreds of dollars off of it.
700, to be honest.
Yeah.
Dang.
And then he was able to buy Star Wars trading cards to go play his Star Wars game.
The trading card thing is starting to sound normal to me after I hear the...
Monetary value?
No. After I hear about you getting into character, and it's like a theater production of this, like, dragon and, you know, like, dress... The card thing I'm actually okay with now. Like, see how I can flip nice. Like that? Because yeah. the nerdier you get, but, the more.
Okay, but it is you're just imagining it being like trading cards where you buy some and then sell them to somebody yeah. else and you do that. But he buys them to go play these card games against other people mm-hmm. in tournaments and things like that. Mm-hmm. And the only time he sells them is that when he's done with them. And he either wants to move along to something else or he wants to take money from this card and buy more cards to help him play the game.
Mm. Not about no. that.
And I have another thing that mm-hmm. you might be blown away by. Rob, how long does it take you and your cousin just to set up an average new board game that y'all are going to play?
Average time is about 20 minutes to learn the rules and get everything set up. But there's one game that we've played that took almost an hour to get set up every time we wanted to play it.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Dang. Just setting the board with the little people. Figurines and stuff on them. They call them miniatures.
Oh, my God.
And then you go, oh, that's another thing. They have these little things you can go to where you'll get the little figurines that you play with, and then you paint them, and they're tiny, tiny, and you... They'll sit around and paint their figurines up to whatever uniform they want them to have and that kind of thing.
Oh, no.
Let me see if I can find that.
I mean, it gets worse and worse. But I, like I said before, I know I'm going to get bashed for bashing you, Rob, because we love you, Rob. But there's got to be a point in your life when you will hang this up. Like, there's got to be, I mean, like, if you have kids one day, let's just say.
Okay. You don't think I want to do this?
You can't invest your time in this childlike stuff.
You say that.
You don't have time. You've got a job. You've got to provide.
Well, I mean, what's the difference in that and a guy who plays golf or fishes or hunts?
Because that's
a hobby.
I mean, there's a lot of difference because it's they're not dressing up as dragons and fighting each other. I mean,
you know, that's a miniature I painted.
Rob, I like the creativity. I like the creativity. But, like, if you were to paint, you know, I don't know, a normal painting. Cool. But I don't know. It. I just want better for you.
You just don't imagine a 39-year-old man who's not in prison or an insane asylum.
Yeah.
Spending all day Saturday when the weather's beautiful painting little figurines and playing board games.
Right. And financially, I mean, if you meet a nice girl, she and you get married.
Go ahead.
She's going to have to be okay with you spending that kind of money. Because, I mean, if you have a family, and maybe I'm just reaching for the stars here for you, but like.
He's made it clear he doesn't want kids ever. He doesn't like kids.
But if you meet the right person and they want kids, you might change your mind. I always said when I was younger that I didn't want kids. Now, I know you're not super young, but I'm just. I know you're not. I'm just saying,
Stick to the topic.
No, I don't mean it bad. I'm not young either. I'm just saying, I know you're not in your 20s where you'd be like, I don't want kids. I know you're like, I know what I want. I get it.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, he doesn't have any wild oats.
Right. Mm. I don't know.
Let me put it this way. My best friend since childhood has three kids and a wife. Mm-hmm. And he spends more money on these games than I do. Mm. And he still has time to play them with us.
And he still has money for his family.
Mm-hmm.
Or does he have? He does.
Yeah. Okay. Is he an engineer or something like
okay,
that?
Okay, so he makes good money.
He's an engineer, yep.
Mm-hmm. Train's always on time.
Yeah, I mean, just doot, doot. They're miniature, so that doesn't take a whole long, you know, time to paint them. I mean, it's not a lot of paint.
I guess I'm just saying financially, because that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, golf is a lot of money and different things, but anyway, what were you going to say?
I think the thing is that it's not what you or what anybody really thinks about when they think of a 39-year-old man or 40-year-old man.
Yeah.
Doing, but they would just call it like we do. He always into nerdy things.
Yeah.
But if Rob were going around saying, I got to find a wife. I'm getting old. I need to find a wife. I need to settle down. I need to have kids and all that. Then, you know, you go, well, all right, now that's where you need to change your activities.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go somewhere where you're going to find a wife, you know, and not, you know, just the wives of some other nerdy guys that happen to be able to catch one.
Right, right.
You know.
Mm-hmm. In that dragon tamer thing. Catch it. Just catch it.
I've been sleeping with the dungeon master's wife.
But, I mean, I know, if you had a dragon, that would be pretty attractive to a woman because they're always cold.
Yeah.
You know, that's fire-breathing dragon
heat
in there.
Heat us up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess because I'm just learning about it. I really have no words. And I don't want to come off as harsh. I definitely don't. Cause I know.
Oh, that's good.
No, it's true. And I'm going to feel bad about this later because I love Rob. You know I do.
I know.
I guess I just don't understand it. And it's not just something like, oh, you don't understand. Like, I like whatever, you know, a gross food or I like this is crazy to me.
Well, and then maybe Riggins, if she goes to one of his Star Wars card game things, he can go with her to one of her big days at the fancy mall or the boutiques when she's in there, you know, trying, you know, new Kendra Scott stuff or whatever. And he goes along, tags along with her.
Yeah. I love that.
God.
And all
You're
the women.
Hate it. Yeah.
All of her friends.
I'm going to hate both of those things because I don't want her at my Star Wars stuff.
I'm going to be really nice. I'm not going to be harsh to your friends.
Yeah, she won't even talk. He doesn't like talk to any of us in public. So you may not even want to say anything to him.
Well, I might even bring food for everybody. I don't know.
You might come and then I'll see you and then I'll leave.
I don't know. I feel bad about, but I guess I just don't get it. I don't get it.
How many times do you need to say that?
I don't know. I just need to wrap my head around it, I think. Does anyone paint their face and like really get into?
In the LARP, I'm sure they do.
Oh, but not in your group. Okay.
Just the miniatures.
Okay.
Yeah, the paint goes on the miniatures.
Yeah.
Not
Lindsay, I think we've established that.
Okay.
Paint is not for big people. Paint's for little tiny people.
Little miniatures. Okay. Okay.
So, do you get it now?
Yeah, no, I don't. I'm just. Okay.
So, I mean, that's going to be a fun day, I think. He's going to be surprised at how fun it's going to be for him to go with Lindsay and all her friends.
God.
Makeup shopping and and, you know, whatever else they do.
I want to see that. He's going to come out of that mall looking like a bad bitch. You know what I'm saying? After a few hours with Lindsay and her friends.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.